verses 12 and 13. That's all I want to read. Psalm 51. Listen at what David said. I was just sitting there when Deacon Robinson was teaching the Sunday school this morning, and he was talking about how God can do all things. We were talking about how he restores us. And look what David said. He said, "Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee." I'm gonna stop right there. I wanna talk this morning about a cry to restore salvation joy. Turn to your neighbor and say, "Neighbor, oh neighbor, there is a way." Praise God that you can be restored to your salvation, or what I call spiritual joy. How many of y'all know that serving God is a joy? It's not burdensome. It's not grievous at all. Serving God should be a joy, especially to every born again believer. I look around our country. I read things and continue to look at the newspaper, listen on the radio. And it appears that there are a lot of people, both men and women, praise God, in our churches today all around these United States. Praise God. It looked to me, it looks that their joy, praise God, has been sapped from them. And then some people's joy, Sister Anderson, has been sapped to the point where they won't even admit it, that joy is gone. Amen. Amen. COVID-19, the political unrest, the unending violence that we see, the economic conditions, just to name a few, appear that they have taken a toll on the people. Amen. Even those people who say, praise God, that for God I live and for God I shall die. It appears, praise God, that joy that we once had, praise God, has been zapping and zapping and zapping. Of course, you know that is a design of the devil, because he tells us in John 10:10 that the thief comes to do what? To steal, to kill, and to destroy. Amen. And he comes to kill your joy. He comes to steal your joy. He comes to sap you, praise God, of that joy that you had. Amen. And then we look at this word restore in our text. Praise God itself. It implies that joy is something that this psalmist, and we know who it was, something that he once had and he needed it to be recovered. Amen. Amen. And that's what the word restore means. It means to bring back into a normal or a formal condition. I used to tinkle with an old 56 Chevrolet that I had when I was coming up. Right before I went into the United States Marine Corps, My wife will tell you, I had an old 56 Chevrolet I used to drive around. Man, that thing could run, Brother Lucas. That thing run. But it was in such bad shape, and I couldn't restore it the way that I really wanted to restore it. So I just wrote something on the side of it so everybody could see. I told them to respect the old, that's all. See, but some of us are in the business to restore some of these old cars. In other words, what we try to do, I'm looking at Brother Woods over there, try to bring those old cars back to what they used to be when they were new. And so when we look at this text today, David here talks about restoring. Yes, amen. Is there anybody here that need to have some joy restored today? Yes, amen. Is there anybody in here that need to have their joy restored? Yes, amen. You've been walking around with your head down. You've been walking around wondering, praise God, what is it? What we need is that spiritual restoration. I say it at the outset, I believe that every person that has ever been around church knows exactly what David was writing about in this 51st Psalm. Y'all know David committed, amen, what I would call one of the egregious sins. Yes. And then to compound that, to try to cover up,
yes, sir, that's right,
praise God, his sin.
Yes.
Amen. He committed another sin.
Yes, sir.
And he didn't fire the weapon.
Right.
He didn't use the spear.
That's right.
I don't know how Uriah was killed, but guess what? He put him in a position,
yes,
that he knew was going to get him killed. So he committed murder. He committed adultery. He committed murder, praise God. And back in those days, those were crimes that, according to the Mosaic law, praise God, that were we look at egregious laws, praise God, egregious crimes that could not be forgiven. Praise God. Normally back in those days, when you took somebody's life, guess what was required of you?
Yes.
Amen. Your life. Amen. Praise God. But thanks be to God, there is a way. Praise God, that we can be restored when we fall. I like the fact that David did not say what he didn't say. David did not say, restore unto me my salvation. Yeah. Oh, Lord, hallelujah. Yeah. Somebody ought to catch that. Somebody got to catch that. Because if you are saved,
yes,
and you know you're saved,
yes,
you've asked Jesus Christ to come into your life,
yeah,
and you mean it,
yeah,
you're saved. But let me tell you something about believers. Even though we are saved, praise God, sometimes that spiritual joy just so happened to leave us. So that's why David said, restore unto me. And restore unto me the right spirit. Don't restore my salvation because I'm hurting because I can't. Can I preach this thing the way I want to? I can't walk around, praise God, faking it. I can't do it, praise God. I have to mean what I say and say what I mean.
Yeah.
He said, I need to be restored. And as I look at this text and this whole 51st Psalm, praise God, there are several things with regards to David's requests for restoration of joy. I'm talking about things that we can use if for some reason we sin and lose our spiritual joy. I turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, today the message is that we do not want you to lose your spiritual joy. Amen. 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 My brothers and my sisters, the believers who have lost, the believer, excuse me, who have lost his spiritual joy, a man to sin, it is a pitiful, it's pitiful to behold. Oh, can I say that again? I didn't get that many amens out of that. The believer who has lost his or her spiritual joy because of sin is a pitiful sight. It's a pitiful sight. It's a pitiful sight when you don't have that spiritual joy. So David gives us something, some things we see in here in this text. Very first thing that we see, praise God, is we see the repentant response. Yes, amen. I don't know if she put that up there. Yeah, that's right. We see the repentant response. Let's read real quick Psalm 51, verses 1 through 6. Let me see, can I get through it real quick? It says, have mercy on me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according to thy multitude of thy tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions and my sin is ever before me. Verse 4, against thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight. But thou mightest be justified when thou speakest and be clear when thou judge. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Verse number 6 says, behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, praise God, and in the hidden parts thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Amen. When we look at that, we see this repentant response that David requests. When he says, have mercy on me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies. And he asks him to blot out his transgressions. You see, David asks mercy from the one person who can provide and be merciful. Yeah. Amen. That's who he asked. Yeah. David needed mercy. That mercy, I'm talking about that compassion. I'm talking about that is shown to offenders. Praise God. David needed mercy, praise God, because he had committed, I just told you, two of the most egregious sins that he could have committed. Amen. He deliberately murdered and committed adultery. Praise God. And there was no way for him to be forgiven. Therefore, he had to cry. He cried out for mercy.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexander, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT. Gina Alexandria.
Awesome, brother. Gentle redeemer.